If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Super tired. Great, great 48 hours already. 18 episodes of GTR. Make sure to subscribe. Follow us. Go to GamertagRadio.com. And thank you for all the support. And also, if you can, go to store.GamertagRadio.com. We have some cool gear. By the way, I was rocking the Let Me Dream t-shirt when they announced Battletoads. So yes, dreams do come true. Go to store.GamertagRadio.com. But I'm here with Pete in the house. What's up, Pete?
Good morning.
Good morning. And also... Wayne, how you doing, Wayne?
Pretty good. What's up?
What's up? So yesterday we were at a couple places, but for sure we were at Ubisoft Showcase, where they had all their games that was announced during the briefing. So we're going to talk about some of the games that we actually played. And I'm going to start out with The Division, Pete, because you played The Division already. I played it. And Paris, I'm loving it. I'm loving the AI. Love that. You could tell it's like it's going to be more difficult. And that was just a sneak. Like, that was just a teaser what we got to play yesterday. But I love their environment too. Like, this one makes more sense and it's better because the previous game, there was a lot of vehicles, a lot of stuff on the street, plus the buildings. This one, I have like more freedom to go to different places. Like, we were talking. I was actually with DJ and his crew, DJ Knight. And I was like, DJ, I'm going to go upstairs. You go to the side. Another of his boys went to like the other side, like the right side of us. And we would plan everything out. And it was like a very cool gaming experience, in my opinion. So,
well, welcome to The Division. That's how you're supposed to play the game.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is I have more freedom to do more things, like to go to different places instead of just a smaller area for me to walk around and explore, you know, while doing those missions.
I don't understand... how you're phrasing that, and I'm glad that it's actually Division Talk Radio now.
Woo! Yeah, woo! Division, woo! And we have a long way to go, but yeah.
Yeah, so remember, in The Division, you're not forced to go into a small area to play your engagement, right? You can you can split up and do two different engagements. And also remember the vertical slice that we all played on the Division. You know, you in Paris while you were there at the media showcase. I actually played it at the Xbox media showcase. It was, you're already your specialized, you've already hit your specialization, which means you've hit the end game. You've completed the end of the campaign, right? So we're at level 30 with higher level weapons. And that's why most of the characters that we engaged were high level purple. And then obviously the yellow, you know, the yellow bosses, which means you're hitting the most difficult, you know, PvE enemies that you're going to find in the game at that particular point in time. So don't, not to say that the difficulty hasn't been ramped up or they've, you know, or they've tightened up their code and story writing, but the part that they gave you was later on
after
in the game,
level 30,
after level 30 or what have you. So I just want to clarify that so that people aren't thinking, oh wow, you know, they totally re-engineered the game. No, the core concept and the core tenets of the game are still the same. The slice that we were all playing was much later on after we've hit our specializations, because that's when, for my example, I had the sniper rifle, Paris had the grenade launcher, and I believe you had the explosive tip crossbow during your gameplay,
which is freaking amazing. That is, I felt like I was Rambo, man, last night, man. Shooting, and then it explodes and stuff. It was awesome. It was freaking cool. I loved it.
I really like how they give that to you, but they don't load you up with heavy ammo for those, so you're not sitting there just overpowered for the engagement you're going into, right? Mm-hmm. So my character, the marksman, had, you know, had like an M4 or AR style weapon with a scope, and I was able to you know, to snipe and plink from long range. But if I needed to swap to the big gun, to the 50 caliber, I only had 3 bullets. So I had to make them count. And then as you're making kills with them, you do see the light blue, you know, drops, which, you know, would signify ammo for your heavy weapon.
Yeah.
So that encouraged me. It's like, okay, so then I have to do good with this 50 caliber in order to go get more ammo for it. So, for example, when we had the yellow boss come out, the weakness is in the back. Or if one of your friends has the hive, they can throw that, and that targets the electrical system of the heavy, lowering his armor and stuff like that. So I used mine because my enemy never walked, you know, never exposed his back or his weak point. I used it to go after armor plates and knocked armor plating off of the heavy so that the rest of the team could actually focus fire on the character at that point and do it until somebody with a hive came around and engaged.
Now, before we go to the next game, did you also call help for help too? Because we did the second time, because we played it twice, and the first time was just only us. The second time, I could tell the difficulty lowered a little bit because we were getting help from like other AIs and stuff. So right. It was cool.
They're AI, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, they're not as trustworthy and reliable.
Yeah.
It's almost like calling in stormtroopers on the Star Wars game, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They might hit the shot. They're there more to take bullets, so you don't.
Yeah.
I didn't physically call it. It was called in by the Division team handlers that were at the showcase.
Okay.
I got there early. Everybody, you know, scattered when we walked in. So, you know, it was me and 2 other people, and then obviously we had our Division handler called it in as soon as we pulled in. There she was like, bling.
Yeah. You know what we're gonna do, Pete? Because you capture some stuff. I did game capture for, I have some video and stuff. So I would love for us to watch it and do some commentary and release it on Twitch and stuff like that.
We got Paris's game capture.
Yeah.
I'll try to go and get some game capture sometime this week. If not, I mean, we have the morning time today.
Yeah. I'm
relatively free. Maybe I'll try to sneak over, get some game capture of the Division playtime, and go from there.
See what happens. We definitely will do that. All right. So let's go to the next game. Starlink. I was in shock when they made the announcement about Star Fox in the game. I know they did talk about the game last year. But this year was revealed that only Nintendo Switch version is going to have Star Fox and stuff. And both of you, Wayne and you, got to play this, right? So tell us, for those that don't know much about the game, how was your gaming experience and all that? Go for it.
Well, you know, Wayne and I will, I guess we can tag team this one because he was there. I don't know who was more excited. I think Wayne.
I think I was. Yeah.
Wayne's inner 8-year-old, yeah, you know, maybe definitely overpowered mine. But
yeah, I love the fact that you're also playing with the toy, because I mean, when Amiibos came out, I was like, oh, I guess that's cool. That's a good idea from a business standpoint to make them buy more toys for it. But when I saw the ships and how you can customize them and switch them up, I was like, okay, this is what they should have done from the jump. And like, there are even parts that move that aren't even detachable and part of the ships. And I just loved that. And I also grew up with Legos. So the fact that you can like mix and match and build your own ship, that was awesome for me.
Yeah, that was really cool. And there was a lot of people in that room actually playing this, man. So the majority of people that were, what version they were playing? They were playing the Switch or the other ones?
Well, your session included both. So dependent on availability of the setup, you either started on next gen and moved to Switch afterwards, or you started on Switch and moved to next gen. We started off on Xbox One, played there for about 20 minutes, got fairly comfortable with the game, and then moved over to the Switch version, which, you know, at that point you're playing with the grip controller, you know, your two Joy-Cons attached, and then again with the adapter to hold the spaceship, the pilot, and then whatever accessories and mods you put on your spaceship.
This is a good question. Now, playing this on the go, do you think it makes sense for this type of game, or is it better to just stay and play this like on your big screen TV and all that?
So one of the cool parts about that is that as soon as you attach your character or your pilot, it downloads a digital version to your Switch. As soon as you attach one of your spaceships, whether it comes in the starter pack with the game or you buy a separate pack of pilots or just a pilot and his spaceship or just mods and stuff, it downloads a copy or unlocks it, I guess, basically on your Switch. So when you're on the go, obviously you need the screen in the middle of the controller.
Yeah.
You can't put that on top because then you're not going to see your gameplay, but it allows you to digitally have that pilot, spaceship, and mods available in your game so you can make your changes. Because that's one of the cool things about the game is that you can switch at any time. In real time, you can swap mods, swap spaceships, and if you need to, swap pilots at the same, you know, while you're playing the game. You know, it on the next gen version, it automatically pauses the game when you go to switch. Click. Get it? Switch. But yeah, so like you could be playing on your Xbox or on your PlayStation, you're playing the game. And then you realize, okay, I'm going up against frost-based characters. My frost missiles aren't going to work. I need something fire-based. Pull off the missile pod. Physically put on the flame-based cannon, and it goes right off. It goes.
And you do it in like 2 seconds or like 1 second, really. And I asked when I saw him change the gun. I saw how smooth and easy it was. And I asked if it was magnetic because it literally just went like it just popped right in there. And it looked so easy, but it was cool too, because Pete was playing it. And then our co-pilot, the guy who was basically showing us the game, he just swapped it for him while he was playing and he just kicked more butt.
Oh, that's
it was
cool.
Really cool.
That was awesome. Now, which version do you prefer to get? Is it, I know the majority of people might say Nintendo Switch just because of Star Fox, but some people also will rely on the whole graphics, how it looks, and the experiences, it fast loading and all that stuff. So for you, Pete, which version do you see yourself getting and why? If you have a chance.
From a controller size perspective, I would likely say the next gen version, you know, Sony or PlayStation.
Okay.
From a playability perspective. And the reason I say that is because of the way the button layout is. When playing with an Xbox or a PlayStation controller, obviously you've got a little bit more real estate to play with, and you can maneuver and hold things. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the controller, with the Joy-Cons and the grip, and then the adapter for the spaceship and your pilot on top of it, it almost covers the entire pad. So if you tried to do a quick glance at stuff, you actually have to look at it from the back and the side from like an over the shoulder view. So that way you can see where the buttons are, because it's a smaller surface area where your hands are. I will probably still go with the Nintendo Switch because you don't get Star Fox and the spaceship on the next gen version.
Which is pretty cool. I think that's a really cool feature.
So. Yeah, and I definitely get the Switch as well, just because I don't have any consoles besides the Switch. But also Star Fox, obviously. And I felt like, just me personally, I felt like it might be easier to pop on that spaceship controller with the Joy-Cons, because they're just made for switching in and out. Mm-hmm. And it looked really cool, though.
And the great thing about using the Star Fox spaceship and pilot, the pilot is actually voiced, and actually all of the pilots in the game are voiced by the original voice actors from, you know, the Starlink games, and, you know, obviously the original voice of Star Fox. But Star Fox's ship, the blue fins on his actual ship move back and forth in the game, as well as the actual spaceship that's on your controller. On top of that, the weapons of Star Fox's ship are the exact same as you would have seen in a regular Star Fox game. So you got the burst shot and the charge shot to be used.
Did we post an audio interview with them, or I don't remember.
I gave you the audio.
I think I got a check.
So I would hope you did that. Our fans that are eagerly anticipating.
Yeah. Sorry, you know
Nintendo
what it is?
Switch.
Yeah.
You know. Interviews.
So many interviews.
Yeah, we uploaded so many episodes, it's hard to keep up. But all right, let's go very quick. We also have to wrap it up. We have to go to the convention and stuff. But what's the name of Skull and Bones? Pete, you play that also for a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm horrible.
your thoughts? I know a lot of people might compare this to Sea of Thieves.
Yep. Sea of Thieves Killer. You're hearing it first from me.
Wow. That's what I, okay. So go for it. What is it? And also, it's always there, or is it like, are you always on the ocean, or this is something like Sea of Thieves that you could go to different islands and?
Well, there's different ports. So you're all throughout the Indian Ocean, you know, going through different islands, Mauritania, Madagascar, that whole region, just, I guess the Ivory Coast ish. Area right off, you know, the eastern seaboard of Africa and so on. It's not as reliant on your crew for, if you're trying to compare it to, obviously it's direct competitor Sea of Thieves. You're not required to have three other people to work with you, so that, you know, if you need to adjust your sails, it automatically does that for you, depending on, you know, which button you press on your controller. You can actually click the left stick at full speed and know that you're going to just go at that full speed. You don't have to worry about holding down the right trigger to just keep moving forward. You don't have to worry about adjusting ammo and picking up stuff. All of that stuff is handled for you so that you can focus on your actual battles. So in speaking with the creative director last night, a lot of that stuff was handled for you in order for you to experience and enjoy your naval battles and your actual action as a pirate. So the team in Singapore, at Ubisoft Singapore, that is doing Skull and Bones, is the team that originally gave you all this naval warfare back in Assassin's Creed 3 and then Black Flag and so on and so forth. So they've been doing this. So it's not like this is their first, you know, their first foray, you know, into, you know, naval warfare and pirates. You know, they've got this down, you know, and it shows. The gameplay was fun. You could hear it all throughout the Ubisoft media showcase. Whenever a group of people, you know, successfully, you know, beat another pirate, because that's the cool thing. You can call out a signal to another pirate ship. He might be getting attacked, because this is what happened to me. I saw the guy next to me, guy from PlayStation Nation, getting attacked. So I sent him out a signal, say, hey, do you want to join with me? He ignored. So I was like, okay, well, maybe he's getting attacked. It's his first time playing. Maybe he doesn't know what's going on. I went towards him, helped him, and then he started attacking me. And I'm like,
my God, what?
Really?
Wow.
Nani?
Shots fired. Shots fired.
And then he shot me down, and he, you know, we went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and he actually took me down. I was able to respawn into the world, and of course, you know, I had to get my comeuppance. You know, I went after him, took him down, and then I got hit with a bounty, because then a bounty hunter started chasing me. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm a Billy Badass. I just took down my opponent.
Yeah. graphically looks really beautiful because we played it last year. It was fun what we played. But graphically, I mean, it wasn't there because it was super early. But now I can tell it's getting better looking graphics.
Yeah, the graphics looked amazing. And one of the things I really loved was the detail and all of the customizable things. In the trailer, they showed that you could customize the sails, the cannons, obviously upgrade them to make them stronger, but also the looks and also the steering wheel too. And I thought that was really cool because each steering wheel could have like a different type of skull or a different face. And I loved that detail. And when they were playing, I noticed that they each had different captains. So I asked one of the developers if you could like choose a character in the beginning. And she told me that it was entirely customizable, your own captain. So that was huge for me because character customization is like what I love in games. Mm-hmm. And it was just fun to see that on our side, Pete was going back and forth with this guy and they were just killing each other. And on the opposite side, they were screaming because they had all three teamed up against one of the developers who was behind a curtain playing against them.
Yeah.
And they took him down. And then the guy came out from the curtain and was like, ah, good job. You got me.
That's awesome.
And that's one of the things. I kept hearing all these screams and cheers. I thought it was my crew on the ship. But no, I didn't realize. So afterwards, it was just this group of people, this group of pirates.
And I heard it, and I was outside from.
And that's what I'm saying. You could hear that all throughout the media showcase, the loudest group of people playing, whether it was our group or different groups. It was just, you know, like, that's the cool thing about it. You can group up or you can go it alone. You know what I mean? So, and I think that might be the one thing that's missing from Sea of Thieves, the ability to team up multiple boats in the same world, because you don't know where you're going to be. This is one large living world. Mm-hmm. And that's the cool thing. You can band up like an, you know, like a big naval armada of pirates and take over the world, or you could go it alone and, you know, best of luck.
Yeah, I think Sea of Thieves is more relaxed, casual type. This one is more like hardcore and very competitive compared to Sea of Thieves, right? So cool. All right, so we're going to wrap it up because we have to head out to the convention in a few minutes. But anything else you guys want to say before we head out? I was going to say Paris. Wayne.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready for day one, the official day one of E3. Yeah. Anything you want to say before we head out?
Yesterday was awesome and crazy, and I hope today is even awesomer and crazier.
All right, awesome, man. All right, Pete, anything else? Good?
Still trying to catch up on sleep and get used to this West Coast time slot here.
Yeah, I woke up really early today. So, all right, until next time, we're out.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.